Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
It's time for news and views from around the world of entertainment with Margaret Gray, author of A Little Bird Told Me, a nationally syndicated newspaper column, excuse me, Margaret, that is syndicated in 150 newspapers across the country. And welcome to our program.
Thank you, Phil. It's good to be on.
So, you guys had the Spider-Man pre-screening, I understand, last night.
Yes, and let me tell you something, Phil. We are really, really excited about something that we are getting involved in. It is a youth project called How Not to Dwell on What You Don't Have. Let me tell you what happened. And a lot of us got together last night and our eyes were open. I had 50 tickets for a special children's screening of Spider-Man.
Last night.
Last night. We were going to use 25 of the tickets for our own children, and these are basically children of those of us who work in the film industry or who are writers in the film industry.
Okay.
And the other 25 tickets we were going to give to inner-city children and rural poor children to come into Hollywood and to see the Spider-Man preview. Well, I got a little bit of a flash, and I thought to myself, what good is it showing the Spider-Man movie in a special preview at the studios? Now, keep in mind, this is where we saw it.
Okay, you guys went to a studio.
We went to one of the studios to see the Spider-Man preview. But what good would it do to show that to poor children, since that's not how they live, and they'll never really live like that? They won't be used to going to special screenings. They won't be used to seeing the Spider-Man or any other movie as a pre-screening. And I thought it would be very, very cruel. And so we used all 50 tickets for our children, the children of different actors and studio executives and people like that. And now hear me out, Phil.
Well, that doesn't sound very good for the poor kids.
No, but hear me out. This is why it was brilliant. What we did instead is we came up with a program called How Not to Dwell on What You Don't Have. Jason J. Delmonico, my son, saw the Spider-Man movie, and today, and for the next 2 weeks, is going down to inner-city schools, going down into the ghetto schools and some of the schools where a lot of the poor children go to school, and is telling them about the film, telling them the things that they got. For instance, Jason got an exact replica of the Spider-Man costume. Okay, isn't that wonderful? He got a Spider-Man mug. He got a special Spider-Man glove that shoots out string. Isn't that exciting? And he went down to the inner city schools and told the children about all the fun that he had. Now, let me tell you why this is brilliant.
Yeah, but hold on for a minute. So far, what you're telling me doesn't sound all that great for the poor kids.
No, listen. Let me tell you why this is brilliant. This teaches children who come, who live in poor neighborhoods, who are the ghetto children and what they call the, quote, trash, end quote, and that is a term they use for a lot of the poor whites, not to dwell on what you don't have, but to be happy for people who do. Do you understand what I'm saying, Phil? We're very, very much committed to this program. We think it's going to help so many of the poor kids.
Wait a minute. You go down, and Jason's your son.
Yes.
How old is he?
Jason just turned 12.
All right, he's 12. And he went to this special screening with other children of actors?
Yes, Arnold's children were there. I think I saw Demi there with her children. A variety of people in the film business and their children.
All right, and the poor kids who were going to go didn't go.
At the last minute, I made the decision, no. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go the predictable route. We're not going to go that route, oh, let's do something for the poor. Let's show them something that they'll never have again. Let's expose them to something that they'll never have again. Phil, these children will never go to another screening, a special screening, a pre-screening. No. What we're going to do instead is make them happy, being who they are, and we'll send our children down to the ghetto schools. And
well, you call them ghetto schools. I mean,
well, you know, the inner-city schools.
Inner-city schools.
And our children will tell them, guess what we did last night? We saw the Spider-Man movie. It was so, and the children use this word, sweet. It was so sweet Look at the sweet Spider-Man costume I have. Look at the sweet chocolate. You see what I'm saying, Phil?
All right. So, and then the poor kids, what are they getting out of this?
They're learning how to be happy for someone else and not dwell on their own misery. It's just brilliant. It is something we've needed for a long time. Myself, along with Frank Lelpuca and a few of the other people involved in our Casa de Niños project, really, I think we just really believe in this, and that's why I wanted to come on your program.
All right, let me give out our phone number here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Margaret Gray, whose son, Jason, and other, I want to say, rich kids.
Well, the children are comfortable. I don't ever tell Jason that we're rich. I always say we're comfortably off.
All right, all of those kids got to go to the special Spider-Man screening last night, but the kids from the poor neighborhoods didn't?
That's right, yes.
And the reason why they didn't is because they should be taught...
They should be taught how to be happy for someone else and to accept who they are. This is so important, Phil, for our inner-city children and what are generally called, quote, trash, end quote, or, quote, white trash. I can finally sink my teeth into something, Phil. This is going to help so many young children.
All right, so Jason's going to go down to the schools, and he's going to talk to these kids.
Yes, he went down today. He'll be going down tomorrow to a few more of the schools. And then in the next couple of weeks, he's going to visit these outer rural, or again, the, quote, trash schools, end quote.
Well, the poor white people, I mean, when you say...
Well, no, I'm putting it in quotes because that's what they call them. I don't. But they call them, quote, trash, quote, quote, trailer trash or garbage trash, this kind of hillbilly trash. You know, this is what they call them, Phil.
All right, but I mean, it's a little...
Well, no, but I put it into quotes.
So you don't feel that way?
No, of course I don't, no. And
all right, so Jason goes down, he says, we went and we saw the Spider-Man movie last night. You guys didn't, but here's the neat stuff we did.
Right. And the other thing we're doing is we've sent Jason down in a town car or in a limousine, which is a very, very special thing for children that live in the inner city. Many of them obviously have never seen the inside of a limousine. This gives them the opportunity to see that. We sent down Ray Delwagen, who is one of the people who works for us, and he has a trailer on the back of the town car. All right, and listen to this, Phil. I am so excited. He trailered down Jason J's Sea-Doo and his new mini bike, his new mountain bike, so the children can see that. It's something that needs to be done.
All right, so he's taking down a mini bike. This is all stuff that belongs to your son.
Yes. And
will the kids get jealous?
No. The name of our project, again, Phil, remember the name of our project, How to Be Happy Being Who You Are, and How to Be Happy for Someone Else, so that when the children see Jason Sea-Doo and they see his mini bike, they say, as a lot of the little black children will, you know, something, oh, he got, look all he got, you know, because they talk that way.
All right, but I mean, the poor kids, you know, they're not the only ones.
No, but if we take them out to the and I want to say the quote, the hillbilly trash areas, a lot of them will say, you know, damnation or whatever they say, look at what that boy has there, you know. And what that does is they say, well, I can be happy for someone else. And
well, you said something that kind of bothered me a little bit.
Yes.
You said we took 25 tickets. These tickets were for the Spider-Man preview, were earmarked for these children, and you took them away at the last minute because you, quote, had a better idea. You didn't want these kids thinking this is the way life was going to be.
Yes. And I know it sounds cruel.
I think it sounds a little cruel for a kid to want to go see the Spider-Man movie, especially a child from the inner city who may not get the opportunity.
Phil, they'll get the opportunity. They'll see it in a year at a $1.98 theater or whatever's around them. They'll see it. I don't want our inner city children and the ghetto and the, quote, the hillbilly trash in them, I don't want them thinking this is the way life's going to be. You see what I'm saying? They're not going to go to special screenings, and they're not going to go onto studio lots, for God's sake, to see this, Phil. What is wrong with you? I refuse to pour salt into the obvious, impoverished, hillbilly wounds that these people suffer. And
I don't think it's pouring salt.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't sound like it's poor. If I'm a poor kid and I got a chance to go into Los Angeles and go to a studio and see a screening...
No, no. You only pour salt into their quote, trash, end quote, wounds.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Margaret Gray is with a project called How to Not Dwell on What You Don't Have, but to Dwell on What Others Have. It's a project to be happy for other people. And as a result, she took 25 tickets away from poor kids to see Spider-Man last night. Angela, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Miss Gray.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pardon?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm listening to your program, and I do believe you have all the good intentions, and you believe what you're doing
thank
is right.
You.
But,
thank you.
But listen, you're way off base, in my opinion. I mean, to take... Okay.
What am I doing
wrong? All right. 25 tickets were given to privileged children.
Yes.
Who were supposed to go to unprivileged children to screen the Spider-Man movie.
Spider-Man. It's the biggest movie this year for all the kids, yes.
That's right. Well, I just don't think it makes a lick of sense to take those tickets that were supposed to go to underprivileged
children. Can I interrupt you?
You
said something very charming, Angela, and I want everyone to hear that. You said it doesn't make a lick of sense.
It does not make... Let
that
me finish
is
my
charming.
Statement.
No, that's charming.
It makes no sense at all
that's what a
to
lot
take,
of them
take tickets away from these economically challenged kids and give them to privileged children, let them view the film, and then send the privileged children, who obviously have enough enrichment in their life...
But that's their life.
...into an economically challenged area to a group of children who are poor, and I really do take issue with all the names you're calling them. I mean, they're just kids. They can't help
themselves. No, I know that, but I'm saying in quotes. I'm saying in quotes. Hillbilly trash, quote unquote.
I'd like to finish.
Yes, go ahead.
And have these children come back in and show them Spider-Man outfits and coffee mugs that they receive.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, I think that is absolutely ludicrous.
No.
If your organization wants to do something special for needy children, then take that film. Get a group of your friends and an organization together and take that film to them and view it with them in their neighborhood.
No, and here's why we didn't do that, Angela. It's because those children are not used to special screenings, and they're not used to going to movie theaters.
I'm sure they're not.
So we don't want them. We don't want them to start getting used to things that they're not going to have in their lives ever. And
ma'am,
it's much better to say to them.
They're not.
You know, if I could finish my thought,
Phil.
If I could finish my thought.
Go ahead.
Instead, we go down and we say, the children say, look at all the fun we had, and we show them the limousine and the dirt bike, and then the poor children say, and you said something, Angela, I really have to say, it was very charming. You said, it doesn't make a lick of sense. That's the kind of, and I'm not saying you're this way, but it's the kind of, quote, hillbilly trash, end quote, way that people talk.
Well, no. You're calling this lady hillbilly trash. And
no, I am not. Angela does.
And you
I'm
know
not.
What?
No,
that
no, I'm not.
Surprise
I'm saying,
me.
When you say
that does not surprise me. That's the way I've heard her refer to the economically challenged children.
Darling, I am starting a project.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing for the poor? I'm starting a project. They don't know what they won't miss, Angela. Mm. Instead, you would take them down there and show them things, and then they'd be missing it for the rest of their lives.
Take the movie down there, ma'am. Show them the movie. Take the movie.
It's not, you can't go
down there. Take the movie to the children.
They'll jack our cars. They'll jack the movie.
With some of your privileged
friends and their children. That's a good idea.
Angela, you can't go into some of those neighborhoods. You can't go into some of those. They'll jack your car. They'll jack the film. You think that's funny? You think that's funny?
Ma'am.
Do you think being held down on the hood of a car and raped, do you think that's funny, too?
No, you have a problem. You have a problem.
I came on your program, Phil, thinking that I was telling people something that was a wonderful program.
Well,
instead, I'm being insulted.
Wait. I got to... You said
you are delusional.
I'm delusional.
You're
the one that wants to expose those children to a world that they'll never know. And I think that's cruel. You even know it's cruel. That's why you're laughing. No, going to a special screening.
Take it to
them. Well, you said that the lady said, take it to them, and you say the car will get...
You go down there, you get jacked, the film gets jacked, you get held down on the hood of a car and raped. And I think Angela thinks that's funny.
Yeah. I would think that's funny. You're wrong, lady.
Frankly, I don't want to be raped in a dumpster behind a liquor store. Maybe you do. I don't.
Don't tell me that they don't have some sort of a community center or something in that area.
I think they do. I think they do. Thank you, Angela. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, of all the things that I'm shocked at in the first few minutes of your program, Phil, is the fact that you're not sticking up for me and something that I am doing for poor children.
Well, Margaret, it's not that I'm not sticking up for you. It's that I feel bad for those kids that could have gone see the Spider-Man movie.
Could gone see. Do you see what you're doing? You talk to this Angela for 5 minutes. I feel bad for the kid could gone see. And that's what I mean about the hillbilly trash.
All right, I stumbled over a word. What I'm saying is I feel bad for the kids who could have seen the Spider-Man movie and instead didn't see it.
I don't want them.
I know. You don't want to expose them to a world they'll never know. Don't get them used to it. I understand that. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is on with us. This is Southern California Lifestyles. Margaret's talking about a special screening. She took 25 rather privileged kids to see the Spider-Man movie last night. 25 inner-city kids were not allowed in. Instead, they've started a project called How to Be Happy for Others, where the rich kids go into the poor neighborhood and talk about everything they have, and that teaches the poor kids how to be happy for them and not to contemplate their own misery. 1-800-449-8686 is our number, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Spider-Man movie opens nationwide today. Last night, Margaret Gray took her son, and there were a few other, about 25 of the other kids from the Hollywood families who went to see a special screening. There were 25 underprivileged inner-city kids who were turned away by you, Margaret, and you say for their own good.
Yes, I do, Phil, and it was for their own good. You don't give a child a lick on the sucker and then take the sucker away. You don't walk the dessert cart by the table and then not let anybody get dessert. Showing inner-city children this film would only expose them to a world they'll never have.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Patricia, go ahead.
First of all, I would just like to say, why did you deprive 50 less fortunate children from having the opportunity to see what there's another kind of life, give them the incentive to get an education, and that they can have that kind of life. You keep repeating that they're trash,
well,
but you don't call them that.
You keep repeating we should show them this good life, and I'm saying giving them a lick on a sucker they'll never be able to have is cruel, Patricia. And I
are you saying that you would just show them a little bit of the Spider-Man movie and not the whole thing?
No, I said don't
they
show them
would,
the
might
Spider-Man.
Get to see
let
a movie that they would
happy.
Never get to see.
Let them be happy for the children that can afford to see the Spider-Man movie and whose mommies and daddies can give them mini bikes and dirt bikes.
Who
and,
cares
and so,
if your kid has riches that they can't
I
afford?
Think they would love
teach
to see
these
the
kids and give to them what they might not ever
you
have an opportunity
them,
to
do,
have.
Do you know what we showed them today, Patricia? We showed them the inside of a limousine. These children have never seen that. And
I think you are just
waved.
Not the brightest crayon in the box, lady, if that's
me.
What you believe.
You know something?
And you're putting your child
you
in front
something.
Of a group of children that don't have anything
and
saying, ha, ha, look what I've got. And you think
say,
they're supposed to say, oh, how wonderful you
say,
are?
We didn't say, ha, ha. We said, look at what we've got. Be happy for us. That
why?
Terribly
why?
Important.
Why don't you teach them to do something for themselves so that they
so?
Can...
So
I beg your pardon?
What?
I want to say... And this is a good thing, Patricia. I want to say that you are very charming the way you say, wow. Has anyone ever...
Okay, quit commenting on people's accents.
No, it's very charming.
I'm
and
not
this...
trying to be charming, lady.
Well,
I'm trying
is...
to make a point
well,
that you have deprived
not really
children
trying.
That get, you gave to children
wow.
that have already got privileges as
wow.
well.
I love that. I love it. Where are you from?
Can we get off
I'm
of where the lady
South
is from?
I was brought up to respect people no
I
matter what walk
people.
Of life they're in.
But when you're
and
talking
to share
about
what
some
you
of
this, have.
And I'm saying in quotes, quote, hillbilly trash, end quote. Now,
I wish
say
you
that.
Quit saying that. You're trying to educate everybody.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret doesn't think poor kids should see Spider-Man, only the rich kids. We'll be back.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Spider-Man opening nationwide today. Spider-Man. And we're talking with Margaret Gray, who was at a screening of Spider-Man last night with about 50 kids. Basically, Margaret, who have money. Okay.
We're very lucky to have our children. Yes, they are children of industry insiders, actors, yes.
And the 25 poor kids were kept out.
I wish you'd stop saying kept out, Phil. We decided not to let them in because we didn't want to show them a world that they would never have. Do you know what happens to a lot of these inner city types and a lot of this, and again, I'm quoting, the hillbilly trash. And
yeah, the quote-unquote hillbilly trash. I think you're saying that and it sounds very, very cruel.
All right, but do you know what these people do, Phil, when they are shown a world they can't have? When they are given a taste of a meal they'll never be able to eat. It's called revolt. It's called riot. They rise up. And when they rise up, they rape. They rape. And this is an area that I have, as you know, Phil, a great deal of interest in as a woman.
And have you been raped?
Not yet, no. But I am preparing a book on how the lower classes can rise up and rape. And there's a line, Phil, from a film called Mate One. I don't know if you know the great work of John Sayles, the wonderful director.
Yes, I've seen his movies. He's tremendous.
All right. Did you see Mate One?
I did. It's outstanding.
There's a wonderful line, and it's very charming, and I think it says a lot about the wonderful, hardworking people, the grassroots people who live in the mountains, the poor whites. He looks at a beautiful young woman, and he says to her, "You're about the best-looking piece of mountain trash I think I've ever seen." Now, there is a raw, beautiful sensuality to that film. A raw, beautiful...
You're about the best... Look, what is it?
Listen to the beautiful poetry of it. "You're about the best-looking piece of mountain trash I think I've ever seen." Now, the beauty of that, Phil, is that's how those people live. Do you want to make them unsatisfied? Show them Spider-Man so that their children come pouring out of a movie theater like pus to infect a society rather than go back to the beautiful and charming hillbilly enclaves and raise up another generation
of mountain trash.
How dare you?
Well, you're using that word. I think I can.
Phil, you are putting an ugly spin on this, and I am trying to put a positive, helpful spin for our children.
It just bothers me, that's all. Let's go to Jane. Jane, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry
Show. Well, I think that it should bother you, Phil, because it bothers me to hear this woman think that she is so much above everybody else. I was one of those. She seems to think that she can look into these poor people's future and say they're never going to have anything else.
Well, Jane,
you
know they'll rise up and rape.
I was one of those. Be quiet. Listen to me talk. I was one of those poor, poor people that when we were donated to Turkey, we didn't have anything to cook it in.
Isn't that charming?
So.
It's very charming.
You think it's charming, yes. You're a sadistic bitch is what you are.
How am I sadistic when I am popping up?
Be quiet. Listen to what I have to say to you, lady. What I have to say to you is I was one of those poor kids. And I didn't have anything, but I grew up, and I have two master's degrees, a PhD.
I have
everything that I never had before. So how could you predict anybody that's poor is not going to be anything and that they're trash from now on out?
Well said, Jane. Very well said.
Is this Lady Bird Johnson? I thought...
Okay, you're trying to be smart?
No, I'm not.
Don't be smart with me, lady, because I could give you a mouthful like you never heard. You look at your own self. You're a rotten, no good, nothing.
I am. I'm trying to help poor people.
Oh, helping poor people. You're putting them down.
Jane, as
you should go out and collect some money and let every one of those kids that you deprived of tickets go to the movie and see what you deprived about.
Oh, like you
you're
even know
nothing but a bitch.
Like you even know who Spider-Man is. For God's sake, you think Spider-Man's the last
Spider-Man
guy that
put
your legs over your ears.
You get a kick out of putting down other people.
That's what it sounds like to me.
You're sick. You're mentally sick.
And listen to you egging this lady on, Phil.
I'm not egging her on.
You're mentally sick. He doesn't have to.
How am I mentally sick?
He doesn't have to egg me on. You're sick, lady.
How do you figure I'm sick?
Don't do a psychiatrist. You're ill.
Oh, my God. I quoted a beautiful line from a John Sayles film.
Oh, be quiet with your trying to highfalutin yourself. You're nothing but trash yourself. Don't call anybody else trash. You're the epitome of trash.
could I collect some money so you could get another tooth in your mouth? Because it sounds like...
You
can't say another word to me because you're nothing but trash, and I wouldn't listen to trash.
I am not...
I heard what you had to say already, and it was sick.
Nothing could be sicker than you saying you'd give me a mouthful.
I would give you a mouthful.
Well, that's pretty sick, too.
Yeah, well, I'd do it for just the sake of giving some trash. Like you, a good mouthful.
I think what this poor...
You're sick, lady.
Trash.
Go ahead and see somebody. Nobody's going to agree with what you did to those poor kids.
What did I do?
Nobody's
going to
agree. You deprived them of going to something that you thought that they would never be, never have in their life before or after. And
what?
You don't know
what
their future is.
You think Spider-Man's the last guy
the
clown crawled through your window and gave you a good once over?
There are presidents that have been extremely poor, and I will say one of them was Abe Lincoln.
Absolutely.
And he rose up and became president of the United States. Who are you to predict
what these kids
are going to have in the future
Lincoln
or not going to have?
But Abraham Lincoln knew how to read. So you can't...
Well,
no, wait a minute.
These kids don't know how to read.
Abraham Lincoln came from the mountains the same way as this mountain trash you're talking about.
Well, there you go.
Lady, you're just trying to bring yourself up by putting other people down.
No, what I'm
you
saying
are
is this,
sick.
I'm saying that Abraham Lincoln
I worked in psych units, and I will tell you, you're sick.
Oh, so I'm nuts.
You're sick.
So now you're telling me I'm nuts.
You are. You're
what
nuts.
Go ahead, say it.
You're nuts.
Say that I'm nuts. Say I'm nuts.
Well, I think you know what you are.
No, see, you don't have the courage to say it.
I think you know what you are, lady.
You don't have the guts to say that I'm nuts.
Oh, I don't, huh? You're not worth my time,
quite
frankly. But I wanted to give you a good mouthful to let you know what I think of
you.
And you're nothing but trash. You ought to collect some money and go get those kids tickets now that you deprived them of.
I'm not going to show Spider-Man to a bunch of inner-city kids that wouldn't know a Spider-Man from a spider.
And besides that, you talk about them raping, and there's plenty of rich people that have raped also. So who do you think you are?
Let me tell you something, Jane. The only thing I want a mouthful of is...
No, never mind. Never mind.
Well, I was going to...
I know what you were going to say.
Bitch is what you are.
I'm a
bitch.
And yet, did Abraham Lincoln
help yourself?
Did Abraham Lincoln ever see Spider-Man?
No.
Anybody that thinks like you do, they're mentally sick.
How many times are you going to keep?
Okay, we got this thing.
Sinks in that
we got it.
Well, I made the point. I made the point.
You don't need to make
Abraham
any more your sick points. You don't need to make any
we
more
got
your
it.
Sick points.
Abraham Lincoln never saw Spider-Man. Okay.
That you don't have to be Spider-Man to be somebody.
That you don't have to be Spider-Man to be somebody.
That's right.
You're sick, lady. Go get some help. You're
hey, Jane. Jane,
everybody
am I sick?
That listens to you talking on this radio show
Jane,
knows that you're sick.
I'm
so
wondering.
Shut your mouth now and get on with your business of thinking you're somebody better than somebody else because you're not.
Don't give Abe Lincoln a mouthful.
You're
all
not.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Do you see what you did now? Do you see?
I'm trying to help poor people.
Go give Abe Lincoln a mouthful.
That's right.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
What?
I wanted to do the line from the movie.
Okay, what movie are we talking about?
Phil, why are you so hateful?
I gotta move on. What movie?
This is from Mate One, John Sayles' wonderful, wonderful tome on the Battle of the West Virginia, or as they say up there, the West Virginia coal miners, and their battle against the company.
West Virginia.
Yes. And this is when the young lady is sitting in the train station, and the company men, the evil company men...
Look, what are you pitching a movie? Just do it, okay?
All right. The evil company men come in, and one of them... And I want to do it in character, all right, Phil, because our little theater, our community playhouse, will be mounting Actually, no, our director is going to be mounting me. No, I'm sorry. But I got confused. Our community playhouse will be mounting Richard III. No, our director is going to be mounting...
Okay, I got it.
All right, so here it is. And I'm going to get into character.
What's the line again?
You're the best-looking piece of mountain trash I've ever seen. Here it is. Train pulls in. Band comes off.
You're the best-looking piece of mountain trash I ever seen.
Isn't that lovely?
And it- Thank you. What a freak. Yeah, okay, cool. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I did the voice, by the way, of Margaret in that bit. And I do the voice of all the different guests that are on my show and all the people that call in. They think they're real people that they're talking to. But that's the Phil Henry Show. That makes us a cut above or a cut below or just maybe we ain't even the same freaking universe as everybody else. Okay, now, from yesterday's show, Bobby Dooley was on, along with her husband Steve, to talk about the fact that their eldest son may have been molested. That's right, may have been molested by a teacher at their school, and how excited she is that she may be interviewed on Channel 4 about it.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
I am the mother of a new son.
Mm-hmm.
You are... quit telling uh-huh and listen to what I have to say.
I'm listening to you.
You are using this molestation like it's some sort of drug, and let me explain something
to
you.
I'm acknowledging your
concerns.
That
child is the one that's going to be hurt. The child is going to have to live with that for the rest of their lives. This is not time for you to call Oprah. I don't give a crap who is coming over to your house.
Do you know who's
And I don't care if you've got to deal with CBS. You need to get off the phone, quit trying to pat yourself on the back because your arm's not long enough, and get some help for your child. While you're getting help for your child, sign up for Help for You. Teacher in school always told me that everybody's ignorant in their own way. We all have a lot to learn. Let me tell you something. You two are the epitome of ignorance, and listening to you on hold has done nothing but make me sick.
I am trying to tell you.
I don't care what you're trying to tell me. At this point, I care about your son.
Sandra Bullock might play me in the movie. And
so?
What does that mean?
I don't care.
It means...
I don't care. I don't care if George Bush is playing your husband.
Question.
I don't care if you eat at the Waffle House every day, ma'am. Take care of your son and shut your mouth and hang up the phone and move on to bigger and better things.
I don't think you dictate what goes on in our home.
All right, I
didn't
got a question.
I didn't say that I did, ma'am, but somebody needs to because obviously you aren't if your son is looking at Playboys, Playgirls, trying to figure out his penis resembles his coaches.
I beg your pardon, but in a court of law, they're going to ask him questions like that.
Well, then he can describe the penis. He doesn't have to show him a picture. And you guys are abusing him just as much as he's already been abused.
I have never abused my son. I have never
touched
him.
You're doing it now.
I've never
You're doing it
him.
Now. Having your son bend down in front of his father so his father can grab the back of his head?
It was
Do you not understand what that is?
Don't you understand what you're putting that boy through by having him reenact it?
I will not have my boy go into a court of law with every news camera in there.
No, you're not going to have him go into court of law, but you're going to have him sit up on Oprah and talk about it.
I'm going to talk. My son's not going to go on Oprah. I am.
Well,
oh my
close
God.
Enough.
Excuse me, Kimberly. The chance of a lifetime to go on Oprah, I'm sure I'm going to have my son
it's
do it.
It's a chance of a lifetime to go on Oprah. Write a book, ma'am. Get your doctorate degree.
Do something
for the community. Don't use your son.
I want to ask a question.
What? I have never been more. I'm the one that's being abused here, Mr. Henry, not anyone else.
You're not being abused. Pass the Kleenex to Miss Dudley or Dooley or whatever your name is.
Oh, aren't you funny? Oh, you really care about children. You're making jokes. You know
you're making a joke, ma'am, by trying to put this all over the world. My
your
son has been molested.
Your child
brought our family together.
Has your child
We're going to go on Oprah and
you're
tell
upset
everybody.
Because your child's never been molested. That's the thing that's driving you nuts.
Oh, yeah.
No,
she's,
ma'am, but there are things
really
that have
jealous.
Happened to me. And let me tell you something. My mother didn't broadcast it. And what's happened to me is not your business because I didn't put it on the radio.
The bananas.
What?
Nothing.
What about the bananas?
We have just been practicing because... According to some of the doctors that we've talked to...
Practicing what?
Putting a banana down his throat.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Let me clarify this. You've talked to a doctor who's asked you to put a banana down your son's throat.
You have him swallowing bananas?
It was a thought that we had, okay?
Good God Almighty.
Oh, listen to you. Aren't you judgmental? You know, Phil, when you point one finger at a person, you point
three brothers back at you.
How did you know that?
Because I've got four kids. That's the one thing you say to kids.
Well, that's what you're doing. You point your finger at me, but three are pointing right back at you. Mr. Hendry, talk show host. Now, we have to do something. We tried it with eggplants.
They're too big.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
It's messed up. It's messed up. Jesus. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, there is a phenomenon out there. I can detect it. I got a bullcrap detector that is as sharp and as finely tuned as anybody's, maybe in the history of the world. I got a bullcrap detector. And I'm telling you right now that there is a sense that I have that there are some people going on television and being interviewed by newspapers about the horror of what's going on in the Catholic Church to children. And they're really kind of getting off on being media figures. I read today, just today, a woman was quoted in the Boston Archdiocese. We are happy that this scumbag Shanley has been busted and he's going to be brought back to justice, said Mrs. Smith, who knows two people who've been abused. And that, who knows two people who've been abused? Wait a minute, she's not a lawyer. She wasn't abused herself. She's not the mother of someone who was abused. She's not the sister of someone who was abused. She's not the daughter of someone who was abused. She just knows a couple of people, and she's standing up there. And let me tell you something. If you're a friend and you care about the people that, who you care about and you love, you sort of, you know, stand by them, you support them, but you don't put your big fat face on television. Because you're getting off on it. And I'm telling you right now, you mark my words, there are people who like to feed the hysteria around news stories so that they can get their kissers on a TV, news show, on a radio show, whatever the hell. Patricia, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Patricia.
Hello. Is this Phil Hendry?
Yes, ma'am.
I just got home. My name is Patricia. I talked to you a while ago about the lady that had the 50 tickets to the Spider-Man movie.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I was in the car. I was listening to your station because my son had been driving my car, and he listens to it all the time. It was on when I got in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so upset about this woman. And I walk in, and my teenage son and his girlfriend are laughing their heads off, telling me that I was not even talking to a woman. It was you.
Yes, it was.
Why do you get people so upset about things that weren't true?
Well, look at you laughing.
Well, I know I'm laughing now, but I mean, I came in, I was storming mad.
Can you imagine somebody? I bet you there are people out there like that. You know, they want to take their kids to see Spider-Man, and the poor kids, well, we'll go down and show. I'll tell you why I think this. Friends of ours just built a house, okay?
Yeah.
An 8,000-square-foot house, and they had a party, and the party was to show everybody their house. And I remember walking to this house thinking, oh, I get it. So you build a house and everybody gets to come and see where they can't live. Only you get to live here.
Right.
There's a mentality out there, people like that. I can take my kid to a screening of Spider-Man, but your kid can't. But we'll just kind of show them the world that they'll never know.
Well, I know, and I was extremely upset over such a thing. That
we'll
anybody would be that stupid to think that it was right.
Well, it was just me. That's all right. You'll be fine.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Thank you.
My son and his girlfriend really thought it was funny.
Well, there you go. You give a few people a laugh today.